Keith Urban's latest. He'll be doing that one on Saturday night at the Brand Center, and this is your last chance, last day today to win free Keith Urban tickets. I'll get to that here in a moment, but another amazing day yesterday in the forecast. Normal high this time of the year, around 19. We hit 29. Moose Jaw was 31 degrees yesterday. And this morning, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch. As I drove into work, it was lightning a lot, but at the moment in downtown Regina, I haven't really received much, but there is still a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms this morning, and we should get sunny again by the afternoon. But another great evening last night. It was just so warm, peaceful, sitting out on the deck after supper. We have 11 more sleeps till fall arrives, but you wouldn't know it right now. Hopefully our farming friends made good use of the hot harvest weather yesterday. It could get a little wet on the weekend. Unfortunately, Saturday looks to be the dud of the weekend. That's the day that appears to have the best chance of delivering some steady rain, which might spoil crowd size at the Ryder game. But it is Saskatchewan, and weather changes on a dime here, so it's the forecast now. It could change by tomorrow. But your last chance this morning to win free tickets to see Keith Urban. I've got a pair, and then another pair. Yeah, two pairs up for grabs this morning. I'll award them after 8 o'clock. But to enter, you can enter right now with a text. And that text has to include your first and last name, along with the answer to this morning's question. What's the best concert you've ever seen? Can you narrow it down to one? It's difficult, probably, if you're a concert lover. But who was the best concert in your mind that you saw? Why was it so great? Shoot me a text with your first and last name and the response, 1-877-300-7275. It is really hard. I am a big concert guy. Heck, when you're in radio and television all these years, you get an opportunity to see a lot of artists. And I've seen some big artists. You perhaps have too. Neil Diamond, Rolling Stones. One a couple of years ago, as a hardcore Kiss fan, I'll admit, this just kind of popped in my head right now. As a kid, I was a huge Kiss fan, so it was pretty nostalgic for me to see them, 2 years ago when they went through Saskatoon for that End of the Road tour. That was just an amazing show. Also, 2 years ago, I took my daughter to Vancouver to see Coldplay. She was a big fan, and I became an even bigger fan. That was probably the best concert I've seen. I'm a pretty big country music fan now, too. Certainly, Kenny Chesney is one of my favorites, and I saw him perform once for 4 straight hours in a small club show in Vegas. That was pretty memorable. What's the best concert you've seen? For a chance to win free tickets to Keith Urban this Saturday night. I've seen Keith a number of times. I put him in my top 10 favorite concerts I've ever seen, actually. He's awesome. 1-877-300-7275 if you want an opportunity to win free tickets to Keith Urban. And as we close in on the weekend here, keep in mind, Saturday is going to be parking mayhem at the Real District. 9 o'clock in the morning, Farmer's Market. 10 o'clock, the Psychic Fair opens up in the Trade Center. See the U of R Cougars. Men's hockey on at the Cooperative Center. Let alone some of you dropping your kids off for hockey camps. 5 o'clock, Riders Alouettes at Mosaic. This is all Saturday. At the Real District, 6 o'clock, doors will open for the Keith Urban concert. So, yeah, they are encouraging you to plan a ride. Parking will be at a premium on Saturday. It's probably one of the busiest days I can recall for the Real District, and it's going to be difficult finding a good parking spot. Maybe some of you are going to the game and just planning to go straight over to the concert. Well, then your parking probably going to be no problem at all. But certainly a lot going on this weekend. Well, that's an appropriate song for what I'm about to share here, because Prime Minister Mark Carney was actually pretty funny yesterday, I thought. Later today, Carney is set to reveal some major projects that could be fast-tracked if they get approval, and it's pushed to spur investment and grow our economy. And in the meantime, yesterday at Edmonton, the Prime Minister started his caucus by talking about, of all things, the McDavid contract?
And let's face it, we are in a crisis. We are in a crisis. The global trading system has been upended. Supply chains have been destroyed. McDavid is unsigned. This is not a transition. This is a rupture. As in times like these, you have to draw back in. Remember what you have. Dreisaitl, Hyman, Nugent Hopkins. We got to draw on those strengths. We got to draw on those values. And Connor, if there's anything that we can do in the upcoming budget. We're spending less. We're going to invest more. So we can bring that cup back to Canada.
Now, I don't care about your politics, but you have to admit that was pretty funny. Really well delivered. Yesterday on the Green Zone, after the Riders practiced, look who showed up. It was a Joe, receiver who tried to stick in the NFL with the Colts. Didn't have any luck this round. I'm sure he'll get another opportunity in due time. But Jamie was reminding Joe that the theme to this Saturday's game against Montreal is legends, right? Because they're honoring the Plaza of Honor this weekend. A lot of the previous Rider alumni is in town and will be joining the Riders at the game. So Jamie was asking maybe he could consider a certain celebration if he gets into the end zone. Joe.
Do you know the history of number 80 with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? There was a guy by the name of Don Narcisse. Narco, yes, number 80. It's Legends Night on Saturday. Now, Don Narcisse had the Narco Shuffle. If you pulled out a Narco Shuffle on Saturday on Legends Night,
hey,
I will give you huge props. You just
I might have to do that.
Type in Don Narcisse touchdown celebration. I'm sure you'll find the video of you his little Narco Shuffle.
I searched that Narco Shuffle up a long time ago. Like, it just slips my mind every time. I'm not even going to lie to you. But this Saturday, Rider Legends Day, don't even worry. I got something for y'all.
Yeah, Joey wears number 80, Narco's old number. That would be pretty cool. But kickoff this Saturday, Mosaic is 5. The Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. Okay, 1-877-300-7275 for free Keith Urban tickets this morning. Everyone who enters with their first and last name and tells me what their favorite concert ever was gets in on the draw, and then randomly we select 2 winners after the 8 o'clock news. Already, lots of texts coming in. Kim said Eric Clapton and Mark Knopfler together in 1989 in Saskatoon. Kim, I was at that concert. I remember that one, too. Yeah, that was a great show. Rod said he saw U2 in Edmonton several years ago, and that was awesome. But his favorite concert, the Rolling Stones in Regina on the Sunday, Rod Williams. Yeah, you're in the draw, buddy. Thanks for sharing. 1-877-300-7275. Tell me about your favorite concert. You could win Keith Urban tickets after 8 o'clock when I make the draw. Well, shock, horror after that gunshot rang out at a college campus in Utah yesterday. Conservative political commentator Charlie Kirk killed, and the shooter was able to slip away in the chaos. Police haven't caught whoever did this yet. Kirk was only 31, leaves behind a young family. More on this coming up with Kevin Martell. Well, I'm asking, what's your favorite concert you've ever seen? And no surprise, many of you are recalling Garth Brooks in Regina. Ken said that was his favorite concert. Had a few like that. Richard Peters remembers AC/DC in Regina. He said that's the best concert he's ever seen. What is your favorite concert? Best one you ever saw. Can you narrow it down to one? 1-877-300-7275. Tell me your first and last name and your response with that question. And I'll put you in the draw to win one of 2 pairs of tickets to Keith Urban. I'll award after 8 o'clock. Everyone who enters and texts 1-877-300-7275 will go in the draw. So good luck to you. Favorite concert of all time. It's hard to come up with just one, but give it a shot. Hey, and construction update. Yeah, look at this. Dewdney Avenue update here for you. They have poured some more new sidewalks along the street in front of Bushwhackers and Revival there. And as annoying as all that construction has been, the street is starting to look a lot more awesome than it ever did before. That's for sure. Particularly from the end of Broad there, if you go between Broad and Elbert, where all the construction is at the end near Broad. That's where it seems to be really come together, but they're starting to also show that in front of some of the businesses along Dewdney, closer to Bushwhackers there now too. And a reminder that all those businesses on Dewdney are still open with off-street parking there. And I'll check in with Mayor Chad Baczynski after the 6:30 news this morning. He'll join me for his weekly visit. Still thinking maybe the project is on time. I'll find out from him. And if you have any questions for the mayor, you can text those too, 1-877-300-7275. Busy weekend ahead, I know. And Sunday, the Terry Fox Run is one of the many events. It starts with registration in Wascana Park behind the T.C. Douglas building at 11, and then the walk at noon. And Fred Fox, Terry's brother, was recently through Saskatchewan, and I had a chance to catch up with him. He was busy speaking to schools to spread Terry's story and thanking students for raising funds and continuing Terry's dream. And Fred shared with me how Terry never really saw himself as the best athlete. He just had this dream to inspire.
You know, people say to me all the time that, you know, he was running a marathon a day. He must have been an amazing athlete. But Terry would be the first one to say he was just average, an average, ordinary kid, had to work harder than anyone. And, you know, that's part of the message to school kids when I'm here.
What's their reaction been like?
It's awesome. You know, there's close to 10,000 schools in Canada that have their own Terry Fox events, raise money for cancer research. So obviously, Terry has been is an inspiration to them. I often say that, you know, it's been 45 years since Terry was running his Marathon of Hope, but he never gets older. He's still at, we still see that photo of a 21, 22-year-old kid making his way across Canada. I think students in Saskatchewan and across the country can relate to Terry. And, you know, he has a lot of characteristics that young people can follow. This is the 45th anniversary of not only Terry's Marathon of Hope, but the 45th annual Terry Fox runs that have been happening in communities and schools across our country.
And for many years, your mom took the opportunity to continue spreading the word of Terry, and now you've taken it upon yourself. What's that mission like for you personally?
It's so fulfilling. You know, I'm here doing this, obviously because of Terry, but you know, in many ways because of our mom. She was the one when Terry passed away, and Canadians still wanted to continue what he had started. It was mom that was thrust out into the public eye and, you know, speaking to schools, speaking to corporate groups, and sharing Terry's story, and a big part of why this is still going on today. So for me to be able to do what she did for 30 years is so fulfilling, to hear the stories from so many people that have seen Terry, or hearing from a mother or a grandmother to say that their son, their niece or husband is alive today because of what Terry started in 1980.
There have been many ways that Terry has been commemorated. Where are you on that one?
Well, it's happening. You know, the federal government made the decision that Terry will be on the $5 bill. So they're just, the Bank of Canada is in the process of doing that, and, you know, and we'll probably see it in a few years, but it's amazing. You know, our family is always so humbled and surprised by Canadians still wanting to recognize Terry in many different ways. I'm working with a couple of communities in Canada right now that want to, where Terry ran through, that, you know, they want to erect a statue in the park where Terry might have ran through during his Marathon of Hope. So it's pretty cool that Canadians still want to recognize Terry in his way.
Oh, that is just awesome. My kids, they've grown up, but when they were younger, they heard the story of Terry Fox, would come home and say, "Gotta get some money. We're going on a walk for Terry." And they were just so fascinated. That's what just blows my mind, is the retelling of his story. It is like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a movie of a real story of somebody who, young, that one was diagnosed with cancer, was impacted so much that he wanted to make a difference. He wanted to help other people. And September 14th this year, so in communities here in Saskatchewan and across the country. And most of the schools will do their Terry Fox events in September, but some will, you know, go into October. I've been at a few Terry Fox events already for this year. So go to the Terry Fox Foundation website, terryfox.org. You'll find everything you want there. How to register for a Terry Fox run in your community or wherever you are, how to donate, fundraise, and we have an extended selection of merchandise this year for the Terry Fox run as well.
Thanks for the update, Fred. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Greg.
Well, it is one of those days on the calendar that comes up, and you are likely to look and recall where you were when you either heard or saw this 24 years ago.
Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Has
just I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
I just saw another plane coming in from the side.
That's actually how I was watching September 11th, 24 years ago. Good morning, America's Charlie Gibson there reacting to what we were all witnessing live that morning as everyone watched a second plane hit New York's World Trade Centers. And, of course, besides the fall of the Twin Towers, the Pentagon was attacked. Passengers had to force terrorists to crash United Flight 93 in that empty field in Pennsylvania as well. And incredibly, the remains of just over 1,600 victims have been identified from the 2,753 killed at the World Trade Center, leaving approximately 1,100 victims still unidentified. And over 24 years later, the New York City Medical Examiner's Office, they continue to use advanced DNA technology and outreach to families in order to try and identify remains recovered from the site still to this very day to honor those who were lost and provide answer to the families. 24 years ago today. Stateside yesterday, it was awful. Conservative commentator Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at a college campus. He was only 31. He has a wife and two young children. The hunt is still on for the suspect. Eyewitnesses said it was just chaos as a shot rang out.
All of a sudden, I heard just one pop. His head kind of fell back, and then I saw everybody dropping, so I dropped down. And then the next thing I know, they said, run. So we all took off running.
We heard two pops, and we ran. Some people were standing there still taking videos. So I went back out to look over the railing to see, like, maybe someone just did some firecrackers, something like that. But more and more people were screaming, crying, dispersing super quickly from the scene.
Charlie hit the ground. We saw him fall. But it looks like the shot came and it hit. He was facing us, and it looks like it hit the left side of his neck.
Kirk was speaking at an outdoor event at Utah Valley University, and a person of interest was actually detained rather quickly, but then released. And at this point, as I mentioned, the shooter's still on the loose. And political figures of both sides of the aisle condemning the shooting, and President Trump saying, quote, the great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. And later last night, he released a video message in which he seems to condemn pretty much the radical left for violence.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today.
Of course, the story, headline news everywhere, and on last night's edition of Late Night with Stephen Colbert, Colbert sent condolences to Kirk's family and even added this.
I'm old enough to personally remember the political violence of the 1960s. And I hope it is obvious to everyone in America that political violence does not solve any of our political differences. Political violence only leads to more political violence. And I pray with all my heart that this is the aberrant action of a madman and not a sign of things to come.
Now, I'm not so sure everyone really understands who Charlie Kirk was, so let me try and give you a little perspective here. There is no way to overstate his impact on the movement of young people who supported Donald Trump's return to the White House. In fact, Trump acknowledged it was people like Charlie Kirk who, in the wake of his defeat in 2020, stood by him through legal challenges and all his other issues, and it was Charlie Kirk who helped President Trump on the outside rebuild his political movement that ultimately lifted him to the White House again. So Kirk was really someone who connected Trump to a younger audience by rallying youth on the right, and he became a large force on college campuses. More on this story coming up again with Kevin Martell in just a moment.